الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله، وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Brothers and elders, jazakumullah for your attendance. Those brothers that are going to be sitting for the jalsa, just one very important request is please make sure that our vehicles are appropriately parked. And inshallah, Allah reward one and all. If we can come closer together, inshallah it will be better. We will begin today's program, Khatm of the Hifz of Quran, with a tilawat and recitation of the Quran Sharif by Hafiz Yahya Bakas. Hafiz Yahya Bakas was a student of the institution. He's completed last year and now he's currently doing door.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون. فلنذيقن الذين هم عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون. ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار. لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله خير. الله تبارك وتعالى accept the tilawat and our du'as with all those young huffaz that have completed his of the Quran. Allah تبارك وتعالى give them the tawfiq and ability to study the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat and then disseminate the deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى. One of the ayat that were recited, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who have said, my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb is Allah, and then they remain firm on it. And this is the important aspect of our deen. At the time when we were in Alame Barzakh, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked the arwah, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? We come in this dunya, and then the test, whether Allah Ta'ala is our sustainer, whether we believe heart and soul in our minds, our thinking, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala our Rabb, that remains the test. We go into the qabr, the first question that will be asked, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ask this question, Alaysa hadha bilhaq? قَالُوا بَلَا وَرَبِّنَا. Even the disbelievers then will believe that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. So the very important test of this world is to believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our Rabb, and that is one of the most important messages of the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with a personality that hails from Rustenburg, Hazrat Qari Yaqub Patel Saab. Hazrat Qari Saab is famous amongst those that have been attending the majalis of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Qari Sahib had always been rendering Ash'ar and Na'at. Hazrat Qari Sahib has attended our Jalsa and he has blessed us. And also one of the students that are finishing is the grandson of Qari Sahib. So we will request Qari Sahib to render some Na'at, inshaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hamda wal azmata lillah. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات والصلاة والسلام على أفضل الكائنات وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أولي الحسنات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مرحبا يا مرتبہ قرآن کا مرحبا یہ مرتبہ قرآن کا خود محافظ ہے خدا قرآن کا خود محافظ ہے خدا قرآن کا منبع و مرکز بھی ہے آئینہ بھی سینہ خیر الورا قرآن کا اللہ اللہ دامن غار حرا جلوہ اول بنا قرآن کا شرح وحدت سیرت خیر الورا اصل وحدت مدعی قرآن کا بن کے بوبکر رو عمر چم کے وہی. کیسے چمکے یہ لوگ؟ قرآن کی بدولت. بن کے بو بک رو عمر چم کے وہی. جن پہ پرتو پر گیا قرآن کا ایک نقطہ, ایک نقطہ بھی نہ بدلا آج تک, ایک نقطہ, کہو سبحان اللہ, ایک نقطہ بھی نہ بدلا آج تک. یہ ہے زندہ معجزہ قرآن کا. ایک بات میرے دل میں آئی تھی اللہ کی طرف سے یقیناً, کہ اگر کوئی نان مسلم پوچھے کہ تم اسلام کو مانتے ہیں, کیا دلیل ہے کہ یہ سچا مذہب ہے؟ بہت ساری دلیلیں ہیں, بہت ساری باتیں ہیں علماء کرام نے بتلائی ہے. میرے دل میں اللہ نے ایک بات یہ ڈالی تھی, اور وہ یہ کہ ان کو یہ کہہ دو کہ ہمارے خدا نے جو کتاب ہماری ہدایت کے لیے جو بھیجی ہے, بلکہ پوری دنیا کی ہدایت کے لیے بھیجی ہے, اس کتاب کو لے کر کے پوری دنیا میں گھومو, افریقہ سے لے جاؤ اور وہی نسخہ پوری دنیا میں جا کر کے گھومو, اور ذرا اس کو ملاؤ, کیا کہیں گے اس کو, کمپیر, ہاں, انشاءاللہ تم کو کسی بھی ملک میں کوئی فرق نہیں آئے گا. اور اس کے برخلاف تم جس کتاب کو مانتے ہیں بائبل, افریقہ کی بائبل کو لے کر کے تم نکلو پوری دنیا میں اور جا کر کے دیکھو, کیا تمہاری بائبل وہی نکلے گی جو تم یہاں ہیں؟ ایک بات اللہ تعالی نے میرے ذہن میں ڈالی تھی, واللہ اعلم.
حکمت ہر لفظ میں مستور ہے, دیکھ دل سے ترجمہ قرآن کا, دور کر دے گا کثافت روح کی, تذکرہ صبح ہو مسا قرآن کا, باعث بر کت ہے اور کارے ثواب, روز پڑھنا دیکھنا قرآن کا, اس آتے فکر رو نظر مل جائے گی, عقل گوتا بے بنا قرآن کا, اہل منطق سر بسجدہ ہو گئے, پر لیا جب فلسفہ قرآن کا, نسل انسانی میں آیا انقلاب, یہ ہے ادنا معجزہ قرآن کا.
وقت ہے,
دیکھ تفسیر ہدی للمتقی, راز تو پا جائے گا قرآن کا, آسمان سے لائے جبریل امی, خوب نسخہ کیمیا قرآن کا, پی لیا جس نے ہوا وہ حق شناس, بعد صدق صفا قرآن کا معرفت کے ہر مسافر کے لیے معتبر ہے راستہ قرآن کا دین و دنیا میں اسے عزت ملی
کس کو عزت ملی
جس نے سمجھا مدعا قرآن کا عبد اور معبود میں کیا فرق ہے دیکھ لیجئے فیصلہ قرآن کا ظلمتوں کو بخش دیتا زندگی ہے وہ روشن آئینہ قرآن کا منزل مقصود پانا ہے جسے لے سہارا وہ صدا قرآن کا مرحبا یہ مرتبہ قرآن کا خود محافظ ہے خدا قرآن کا.
جزاکم اللہ قاری صاحب. The poet depicts this great picture of the Quran Sharif, just one or two aspects with regards to it, and it is something that we should really think about, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed this Quran into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of Makkah were making a demand on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that some angels should come down with some written scroll to prove the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the Quran in itself was, is, and will always be a miracle on its own. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed it into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala took the responsibility then of safeguarding and looking after this kitab. And we see it as witness day by day. Every day we will hear that some young person has become hafiz of the Quran. Some elder has become hafiz of the Quran. Those words that Qari Sahib spoke about, that even one nukta, one dot, the dot under the ba, or the two dots on the ta, or the three dots on the tha, none of it has been changed. And that is from the time of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we go to the east of the world, we can look at the Indo-Pak subcontinent. Even if it is one particular state, one particular language, if you take the Gujarati of the Gujarati people, you go from village to village, and as you progress, the words will change, the pronunciation changes, everything changes. You go to the UK, from one county to the other, you will find that the pronunciation and the accent gets even heavier and heavier and more ununderstandable. And that is throughout. You go to China, wherever. But when you look at this Quran, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, the words are the same, the pronunciation is the same, and the accent also is the same. This is the great mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. Just one other point, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were dyed and they were stained in the color of this Quran, and that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us also. If we want to reach that intended destination of Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter, then Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala grant us the ability and the strength to hold on to this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent it. Read the tafsir. He says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a hidayat. Turn the pages of the Quran, whether it is the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past, whether it is a rule, a hukam that Allah ta'ala had revealed, whatever, we will find in each word, each letter
of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed our hidayat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala give us the hidayat and the strength to practice upon the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we have in our midst Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Patel Sahab Dahmat Barakatuhum. Hazrat, with his busy schedule, has taken out time for us to address us on this occasion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless Hazrat Maulana. May Allah ta'ala grant him long life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep his shade upon us for a very, very long time. And more importantly, Allah give us the tawfiq to make qadr of such ulama that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in our midst. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us all. I call upon Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Patel Sahab, Daman Barakatuhum, to address us.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ القرآن فاستوهره وأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهله كلهم قد وجبت عليهم النار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, this is indeed Allah Ta'ala's very, very great favor and ihsan upon us. Allah Ta'ala's very great blessing upon us. Allah Ta'ala has gathered us on the occasion of the khatam of the Quran Sharif. This is indeed a very, very great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, whenever he would complete the recitation of the Quran Sharif and he would make khatam of his own tilawat, then he would gather his family and the last portions of the Quran Sharif, the last few surahs or whatever he might have recited at that time, he would recite with them present and then engage in dua. The very great personality, Imam Mujahid rahimahullah, the special student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, this was his practice as well, that at the time of him making khatam of his tilawat, he would gather his family, close people, and he would say, in the khatm al-Qur'ani tanzilur rahma. That when the Qur'an Sharif is completed, this is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and what can we imagine what Allah Ta'ala descends at that time? This is the Qur'an Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has himself declared, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. That this Quran Sharif is mubarak. It's full of barakat. And it is a means of every barakat. So that tongue that will recite it will become mubarak. That heart that will bear it will be mubarak. And that person who will attach himself to it will become mubarak. Now that is the most important part of it, that the barakat comes primarily from the attachment to the Quran Sharif. Every aspect related to the Quran Sharif is filled with barakat and brings barakat. But the primary barakat is the barakat that comes out of attaching oneself to the Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, this is a gathering of the completion of the hifz of the Quran Sharif. And this is Allah Ta'ala's very, very great ni'mat upon us. That almost in every town, let alone the cities, even in every small little town, there is some arrangement for children being taught hifz of the Quran Sharif. Barely some places without it perhaps. And especially in the bigger places, mashallah, in Durban, you probably will not be able to count the number of places that mashallah Hifz classes are taking place. We'll know of some, many we don't know about. This is Allah Ta'ala's very, very great in'am and favor and blessing. Many a times we take it for granted. What's this? Every second place there's a class of Hifz taking place and children are being gathered to learn the Quran Sharif and memorize the Quran Sharif. And then by the dozens they are going through and churning through, so to say. But Allah forbid that if this wasn't the case, that in every nook and corner Quran Sharif was being learnt and taught, then what the condition would have been, only then we would have appreciated what we have. Those who have been to other countries where ta'lim of the Quran Sharif is non-existent almost, though they were Muslims in the multitudes, what became their result? Where even the name of Allah Ta'ala was forgotten. The kalima was forgotten. People forgot they were Muslims. Once upon a time there was Islam in their families. It's the barakat of these places where Quran Sharif is learnt and taught that the barakat and blessings of Allah Ta'ala come to us in every facet of life. And had it not been for this, then on the other side, unfortunately, if we look at how far away we are from deen on a general level, then the azab that it should have drawn down long time would have wiped us out. But the barakat of the Quran Sharif and other amal as well that has kept us safe to some extent. So any case, Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared this as Mubarak, full of barakat. But now the main part of this barakat is, or it comes with amal on the Quran Sharif. The Hadith Sharif that was recited at the beginning, on the one side, this Hadith Sharif is a very, very great virtue for the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. But at the same time, there's a very great lesson in it for every single person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man qara al-Qur'an," the one who recites the Quran Sharif, he learns it, and fastazharahu, he memorizes it. And then a very, very important aspect Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Wa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama." وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا, that he regards its lawful as lawful and its unlawful as unlawful. Now this is on two levels. One level is the level of i'tiqad, the level of our aqeedah and belief. And this is the most fundamental aspect. That a person has that complete aqeedah and belief in the Quran Sharif and in everything that the Quran Sharif has given us. If the Quran Sharif declares something as halal, then he declares it as halal as well. He doesn't subvert it in any way, doesn't misconstrue it in any way, doesn't distort it in any way. What Allah Ta'ala has declared halal, he declares halal as well. Alhamdulillah, this generally is the case in, by and large, very rarely you'll find somebody will go to such an extreme that something the Quran Sharif has declared halal, somebody is doing something else about it. It's a very rare situation. But then there's a second part to it. وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. What the Quran Sharif has declared haram, his aqeedah and belief also conforms to that. In every way, he also believes it, his heart and mind accepts it, he declares it, that this my Rabb has made haram, so it's haram. He doesn't dilute that in any way. He doesn't compromise that. He doesn't say, well, the times have changed now, the trends have changed, so now we can't just say this is haram. Something Allah Ta'ala has declared haram clearly, there's no dilution in it. So whatever it might be, if Allah Ta'ala has declared pork haram, then He declares it haram also. If He is living in a place where that has become the norm, He doesn't say, no, well, this is the trend now. He declares it haram. Zina is haram, it's haram, Allah Ta'ala has declared it haram. He doesn't compromise that in any way in terms of his aqidah and belief. His heart and mind doesn't make any excuses for that. So likewise, there are many other things the Quran Sharif has also declared haram. But unfortunately sometimes, these things get diluted. Person gets affected by the wind outside. Interest, for example, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif declares war on interest. There is no ayat of the Quran Sharif that is so severe. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Prior to that, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the evil of interest. Allah Ta'ala says, give this up. And then further Allah Ta'ala says that forsake all this interest, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't do so, then beware of war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is how severe the matter of interest is. And in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further highlights it and elaborates it, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَى وَمُوكِلَهُ وَشَاهِدَيْهِ وَكَاتِبَيْهِ وَقَالَهُمْ سَوَاءٌ. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon the one who takes interest, who consumes interest, who witnesses it, who is ascribed to it. وَقَالَهُمْ سَوَاءٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all are equal in the sin. Now the heart and mind must accept it as Allah Ta'ala said it to us. It must not get diluted in any way. It must not become something casual. Allah forbid if a person is involved in it in some level. Like a person, Allah forbid, fell into zina. And he also realizes what I did. And he is ashamed of himself. Allah forbid if a person fell into interest, he should feel ashamed. That is a taqaza of iman. And just like this person will feel very disgusted that I need to come out of this. I can't stay in this sin. Likewise, the same feeling must be about his interest as well. He can't compromise it. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. That feeling must be the same, like it would be for pork. It would be for zina. It must be for interest as well. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't see the same level of disgust. Like is there for pork, and is there for many other sins, alhamdulillah, that's in its place. But this becomes diluted. A person has some issue, it's like casual talk. I'm in contact with the bank manager. Don't worry, without any difficulty, you'll get the loan. I'll sort it out for you. He's inviting somebody else towards the la'nat of Allah Ta'ala also. And he's facilitating it too. I'll sort it out, don't worry. Now this is a very major problem. Because this goes at the heart of iman. Now this is one example. Like that there are many, many examples. In this current times that we are passing through, with all the fitnas that are already engulfing us from every direction, among the very major fitnas that are not just happening, that are being pushed with force at every level, whether it is at a children's level, whether it is on an entertainment level somewhere, whether it's on a sports level, meaning from every avenue, and through the media is wholesale. The fitna of the LGBT issues. Now what's coming out from the tongues of Muslims also? And one is somebody who is already very far away from deen, doesn't see the inside of a masjid for the whole year. No, people who are performing the salah regularly. Through social media and whatnot, people are picking up these things. That now what kind of statements are coming out on the tongues of Muslims? that no, this is now, you can't be too harsh about this. And this is somebody's choice now. Not a good thing, but if somebody's choice, you can't judge him for it. Now, these are the kind of, can't judge anybody. You need to understand this in its proper perspective. The aspect of judging somebody. We can never judge somebody's tomorrow. We can never judge somebody's end result. Allah Ta'ala alone is a judge for that. Somebody can be the worst sinner on earth now. But just now he might get the tawfiq of tawbah and he might become the greatest wali of the time. We can't write anybody off. We can't judge anybody's tomorrow. But the other part of it is that that action which Allah Ta'ala has already judged, we'll have to judge it accordingly. If Allah Ta'ala has declared something haram, we can't say, no, you can't be too harsh about this. You must be a little bit softer in how you describe this. Or now it's become the trend now. So now people's life carries on. You can't become too serious about these things. We can't judge somebody's end result. But the action is wrong, we'll have to be clear the action is wrong. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he invited his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He tried to explain to them, tried to stop them from the evil that they were involved in, tried to make them realize, but then they came down to mocking him. فَأْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ You talking about all this azab will come and punishment will come. Bring it, let it come. If you're really truthful about what you're saying, let it come. Bring it on. Started mocking him. And they started threatening him. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوتُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ مِّنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ Making a mockery of him and threatening at the same time. These people want to be too pious. They want to be too pure. You'll have to get rid of them now. But Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, what was his response? Now this was the more than the trend. His response was very clear. قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ I disgust your action. Know that this is a trend and this is this and that. No Muslim will ever say pork. Now it's fine because it's legal in the country. And interest is legal in the country, so na'uzubillah, it'll be fine. And let alone pork and interest, even adultery is legal in the country. In terms of the law of the land, there's nothing illegal about it. There was a case that went up to the Constitutional Court some 10, 12 years ago. It went all the way up to the Constitutional Court. There was some issue. And finally it went to one court and then the second court and then up to the Constitutional Court. And they said the court and the law of the land can't get involved in anybody's private and intimate life. What he does is his business. In other words, it's legal. So somebody is going to say that because the law of the land now, this is not illegal. So na'uzubillah, this becomes something you find for anybody. So what the lesson and the point is, that this is happening at different levels. And with regards to different aspects, the things that are clearly forbidden, which are clearly haram, which bring down azab, but now children are being taught to say, this is fine. Open their textbooks in the syllabus that they are learning in terms of life orientation, what is being taught to them and so on, that you mustn't think wrong about that. You must even say it's somebody's choice, up to him, it's fine. If he decides for him, it's good enough. That is being taught, and it's not just being taught, it's being made to be said. And it's being tested in exams. And those particular questions will come. And you expect it to give the answer that they want for the mark. And you give the answer that you believe is right, you'll lose the mark. So now that student wants an answer right, he wants to get the mark for it. Now all this is a calculated effort to erode the iman. فَاسْتَزْهَرَ هُوَ أَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا We can't compromise this. It's not a casual thing, it's not a play thing. is not something by the way. And this is happening at every level. It's not a game anymore. Through children's cartoons, all this is already haram to start over. But through those cartoons, the same message is being pushed through. As somebody sent one article, they made Superman gay. What's the purpose of this? That the child must study because this has become his hero. If this is his hero, this is the right thing to be. Now why is that? What's the purpose of this? Is it just by chance? Now somebody says, no, the sporting circles on the world level, whatever body, FIFA something, whatever it is, now it's that now the players must wear shoelaces of a certain color which supports the LGBT cause, solidarity with them. So now that will keep getting focused on. So now every person who's now viewing and spectating, that must get drummed in his heart and mind. You must support this cause. You must stand in solidarity with the evil. As a result, what happens? وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَ is gone. Then we start talking the same language. You know, it's fine now. Somebody does it, it's up to them. You can't talk against it. It's not something to now make an issue about. That language will start. And when that language starts, where's the iman? So this is the first level of this. There's so many other examples of this. This is that first level of i'tiqad, of aqidah, of belief. And regarding belief and aqidah, it's not a matter of what is iman. Iman, if a person doesn't bring iman on one fundamental of faith, that is, iman is not iman. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. We've been taught all this in the Makatib. Children are taught all the articles of faith. Now somebody says, I accept everything, but this aspect of angels, I can't understand this. Na'uzu billah, I don't accept this. His iman is not iman. There's no iman. Somebody says, I accept everything, but na'uzu billah, the Quran Sharif, this is something. La hawla wa la quwwata. There's no iman. He accepts everything, but he doesn't accept something that established from the Quran Sharif or from the mutawatir ahadith. There's no iman. He has to accept everything about iman. That's the side of iman. And on the side of kufr, he rejects one fundamental aspect of deen that will take him out of the pale of iman. One aspect. He believes in everything, but leaves one thing out, he's gone. To be in, he has to accept everything. And he rejects one thing, he's out. Now as a result of all this drumming, this is unfortunately our major problem that we glued onto the media. And glued onto more than the media. And now life has to be relaxed. So now all the entertainment of dunya and the movies and whatnot, and everybody got in the palm of his hand, and even the children are watching whatnot, they got free access to what they want. And all this is being used to push in certain messages, certain type of thinking. The mind is being molded to think in a certain way, to react to things in a certain way. And that's the language that gets spoken after that. That is what the heart got molded into. Now that's the words that come out. That's the language that a person speaks. And this is going at the heart of iman. It's eroding the iman itself. This is no trivial thing, no plaything. This is the most fundamental issue. When a person is going to leave this dunya, and Allah knows best when we're going to leave. We have no idea about tonight. We don't have no idea whether we leave this masjid alive. At that time, none of the other things are going to matter. It's our iman that's going to matter. It's our amal that's going to matter. So any case, this is the one level of it, the level of i'tiqad, the level of aqidah and belief. And if you want to protect our own iman, protect the iman of our children, we're going to have to cut out all these avenues via which these influences come. Because you can't sit next to the fire and say the sparks are not going to fly. Sparks are going to fly, the heat is going to be felt, the fumes are going to be breathed in. The proximity of the fire, a person cannot escape its effect. And this media has become the fire of fitna. And a person is glued onto all these things, he cannot escape the effect of that fitna. At some level it will affect him. So this is the one crucial part. And then the second level of this is the level of amal. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا is on the level of amal. In another hadith sharif, this is expressed differently. مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. Both refer to the virtue for the hafiz of the Quran sharif. And that explains what this also refers to. That the one who learns the Quran sharif, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ, and practices according to it. Now for him is this very great virtue. Now this is, mashallah, on the one side of it, these majalis of the khatam of the Quran sharif are filled with this barakat and blessing. And indeed, this should be the reason why it draws us. That we hear there's a khatam of the Quran sharif, that khatam itself should be the magnet to draw us. Often we are drawn because of some other aspect, which in itself we also find no problem in itself. That because it's somebody I know who's making khatam, or it's a friend, his son completing, or some family person, that's also in his place. But the primary reason is it's khatam of the Quran Sharif. Then even if I don't know who it might be, that should be the main attraction. And that should be the main purpose, the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif. So in any case, while this is the one aspect is to derive and take that barakat, at the same time it's a moment to reflect also. That what is our level of amal on the Quran Sharif? The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has revealed this Quran Sharif for our hidayat. One is tilawat of the Quran Sharif has its barakat. Tremendous barakat. Every day of our life, there should be tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that home wherein this tilawat of the Quran Sharif, that home the malaika descend. The shayateen flee that home. وَاتَّسَعَ بِأَهْلِهِ, that home becomes comfortable for its inhabitants. Meaning it becomes a place of sukoon. It becomes a place of tranquility. It becomes a place where a person feels at home. That home becomes a home. And when that place is devoid of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, then the malaika don't come. وَحَضَرَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the shayateen come and inhabit that place. And then he says also, وَضَاقَ بِأَهْلِهِ, it becomes very constrained upon the people of the house. It might be a mansion, but it becomes constrained. They feel very uneasy, uncomfortable, because the barakat is all gone. There's no barakat coming in. So to bring the barakat, still out of the Quran Sharif. Unfortunately, because all the other things have crept in, so tilawat has gone out. People have got time to, meaning people, one is children, but adults, just ongoing things come up, somebody's wife complains, somebody's parents complain, and somebody's children complain also. Obviously they don't know how to say it, but now they're asking, but what do I do now? What are they talking about? Somebody's father, somebody's mother, somebody's spouse, and somebody's grandfather also maybe. See, he's playing games all day. So he says, bachpan to khatam ho gaya, lekin pachpan a gaya, abhi bachpan gaya nahi. That the person, that childhood is gone, now pachpan came, 55, age of 55 came, lekin bachpan gaya nahi abhi. The bachpana didn't go, the childhood didn't go. So now, all these things crept in. And then now people are caught in this and that, and social media, and so the time of tilawat went away. Once upon a time, many, many years back, maybe 10, 20, maybe a little bit more, 30, 40 years, people, every morning, this was a standard thing, you pass by homes, you'd hear tilawat of the Quran Sharif. In the evening, you'll hear tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The masajid were buzzing with tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. And there was a general atmosphere of tilawat. Old, young, many people. Perhaps it might be that many were not even involved too, but there was a general atmosphere of tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And unfortunately that is coming out of our lives, as a result of which we are getting deprived of the barakat. So one is tilawat of the Quran Sharif also. Every day there should be tilawat in our homes to bring the barakat of Quran Sharif. And then the very crucial part of the Quran Sharif is amal. Great virtues have been hinged on amal. Now that's what we have to reflect upon. The Quran Sharif says, Aqimus Salah, establish Salah. How much is Salah established in my life? That's the barkat. That is attachment to the Quran Sharif. هَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. That ittiba of the Quran Sharif, that is the attachment. And that makes that person Mubarak also. That makes that home Mubarak. That makes everything Mubarak. Where there's attachment to the Quran Sharif. The primary attachment is with amal. The aqidah and amal. Quran Sharif says, Aqimus Salah. How much is Salah established in my life? Is my Fajr Salah in order? Is my Isha in place? Is the middle of the day all in order? And how am I performing my Salah? Am I performing it in the way that I'm fulfilling the Salah, that it becomes accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? It doesn't get thrown back at me like a dirty rag and curses me. ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهَ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي. That Salah which is performed haphazardly, without any care. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that Salah is flung back at the face of the person and it curses him. May Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. If somebody's Salah curses him, what's left then? The Quran Sharif says, وَآتُ الزَّكَاءَ. Discharge your zakah. Am I careful about how I'm discharging it? I'm giving the correct amount. I'm not short paying something. I'm making sure it goes to the correct recipients. Or handing it to those who will do the job correctly. Or is it just to just get done with it anyhow? Haphazard calculation, which sometimes results in short paying. I'm not even sure how I'm going about the calculation. Many a person is calculating it as by the solar calendar, every 28th February is calculating something. But whether, what's his zakat date, and it doesn't work according to the solar calendar, it has to be according to one lunar year, when he has nisab already. There's so many fundamental laws that pertain to the discharging of zakat, to learn that, and then to do it correctly. So now to reflect, what is my amal upon the fulfillment of zakat? The Quran Sharif says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men to lower their gazes and to protect their chastity. And likewise Allah Ta'ala addresses the females, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing women to lower their gazes and protect their chastity. What is the extent of my amal on this ayat of the Quran Sharif? Am I guarding my gaze? That gaze, that haram glance, which Rasulullah ﷺ has said that Allah Ta'ala says, النَّزْرُ سَهْمٌ مِّن سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسَ مَسْمُومٌ. That haram glance, that lustful glance, that looking at haram, looking at woman, etc. This is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Now that poisonous arrow is striking the heart, and that poison is seeping into the heart, as a result of which that heart becomes contaminated. Now there's no inclination towards righteousness. Because poison kills. Now it kills the effect of the heart. So the inclination is only towards poisonous things now. So what happened? Poison seeped into the heart. So now the Quran Sharif, amal on the Quran Sharif, this is the main source of the barkat. Now the person is making amal, he's guarding his gaze. The Quran Sharif speaks about giving preference to others. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Person can afford luxuries, comforts. Alhamdulillah, Mubarak to him. But have we decided to at least give preference to those who are in dire situations with the things that we are wasting? Stop that wastage and give that to those who don't have. Just the wastage. Whatever else Allah has given, somebody using it in the right way, alhamdulillah, no problem. Though we should bring moderation in that as well. But if we just save the wastage, that wedding where all that exorbitant amounts were paid and spent just in order to make it something very glamorous and glittering and become the talk of the town. But so much of that was just futile expenditure which was torn and thrown away, which was just for that moment of glory, and then on top of that people still had negative comments. What do you achieve with that? If that was saved to feed some hungry person, to clothe somebody without clothing, and so many parts of the world, our brothers and sisters are in those dire circumstances. In our own backyards they are there. To bring this jazbah and this zeal and this feeling of thinking about others as well. There's one ajeeb incident, how the pious predecessors, what kind of feelings they had and what extent they made amal on the Quran Sharif and on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were two very great personalities who were contemporaries. One was Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah, the ustad of the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh's ustad Hammad bin Abi Sulaiman, his ustad Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah. He was a tabi'i, very great personality, very great muhaddis, very great scholar of deen. And in his time, a contemporary of his was Ibrahim Taymi rahimahullah. Also a very great muhaddis, also a tabi'i. Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah, this was a time when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the notorious bloodshedder, was the governor, and he was out to capture Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah. The smallest thing would now offend him in some way, it meant the end of somebody's life. How many thousands of people he put to their death just on trivial things. He didn't spare great personalities also. Among the people he was trying to capture was Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah. He was in hiding. Because the judge was looking for him, his people, his police were out. One day they happened to somehow hear that Ibrahim is in a certain place. So they came rushing in, the police came in. The person who was there was Ibrahim Taymi rahimahullah. So they, you are Ibrahim? So he realized immediately which Ibrahim they're looking for. That they were looking for Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah. He was fully aware of it. He said, I am Ibrahim. And they arrested him thinking they got the person they were looking for. Whereas he wasn't the person they were looking for. But he could have easily at that time said that I am Ibrahim Taymi, you looking for somebody else. He just said, I am Ibrahim. They arrested him, and Hajjaj was given this news, we got the man, and he was thrown into that notorious prison that Hajjaj has built, completely open sky, heat, rain, hail, whatever, those prisoners were exposed to the harshest conditions, and two prisoners would be chained together, that's how they go to carry on, every two prisoners, they are chained together, and in this harsh climate and harsh conditions, he became so sick and he became so, his whole condition changed to such a way, few days later or sometime later, not long after that, his mother got to know he is now in prison in this manner. She came to visit him, she couldn't recognize him. When he spoke, she recognized him by his voice. And eventually he became shaheed in that manner. But in all that time he didn't disclose who he was, why? In between somebody might have asked him, but you can say it. He said, the people are benefiting from Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah. If I give my life to save his, what's a big deal? If I sacrifice my life to spare him, then this will be a benefit for the people. Subhanallah, ready to give his life for the benefit of the people. But when this jazbah of iman goes away, people are ready to take the lives of others for their own benefit. People will be able to snatch away somebody's last slice to add to their coffers. Now this is the teachings of the Quran Sharif, that bringing in this akhlaq, والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif the sifat and the qualities of the muttaqeen. The same muttaqeen for whom Allah Ta'ala says this Quran Sharif is hidayat. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Who are these muttaqeen who will derive this benefit of hidayat? Among their various qualities Allah Ta'ala says, wal kaazimeen al ghayz. They suppress their anger. Wal aafina anin nas. They forgive. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And on top of that, they not only suppress their anger and forgive, they then make ihsan as well. And our height of our ihsan would be that you're lucky I didn't tell you more. I just stopped short of saying some more. You're lucky I only just took off with you and your parents. I didn't go up to your grandparents. I only just cut down only so much. So now this akhlaq that the Quran Sharif is teaching, this sifat, the mu'amalat that the Quran Sharif is teaching, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا وَمُعَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't wrongfully eat up one another's wealth. Ensuring that all our dealings are as per the Quran Sharif, as per the teachings of the Shariat, how Rasulullah s.a.w. taught us how to deal with one another. Our treatment of people, our treatment of our wives, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them with kindness. When that kindness is going to come in our life? Speaking in a proper manner, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say to my servants to speak that which is best. Having our hearts clean from malice, from pride, from all the evils of the heart. Now this is that amal bil Qur'an. And this is what brings that barakat of the Qur'an Sharif. That a person's aqidah is in place. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. Allah Ta'ala has declared something halal, He is maintaining it where Allah has declared it. Allah has declared something haram, He is not diluting it. He is keeping it in its place. And his heart and mind is clearly accepting what Allah Ta'ala has said. That if this is forbidden, it's forbidden. There's no half measures about it. And then his amal is also in conformity to the Quran Sharif. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. On the level of amal, that he's refraining from whatever Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. Now this is the very great virtue that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. And not just enter this hafiz of the Quran Sharif in Jannat. وَشَفَّعَهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ. Allah Ta'ala will grant him 10 passports to Jannat to dish out to other believing family members, but who, because of their amal not being in order, were destined to Jahannam. So now he'll have that great honor of taking 10 such people to Jannat. Subhanallah, what an honor. We think that the honors of dunya is honor, this is honor. Honor of akhirat is honor. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we become truly attached to Quran Sharif. Attached to Quran Sharif in the correct aqidah, attached to Quran Sharif in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, attached to Quran Sharif in amal, and attached to Quran Sharif in conveying the message of the Quran Sharif, in tablighul Quran, in ta'aleemul Quran, in all the facets of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala make us true bearers of the Quran Sharif and those who live it. Allah Ta'ala accept all the huffaz who have completed the Quran Sharif, accept their khatab of Quran Sharif, accept it on behalf of their asatiza, their parents, all those who played any role in this. Whatever efforts were made to facilitate it, Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala accept all those who are busy in the memorization of the Quran Sharif, make it easy for them to complete as well, and make one and all hafiz ba amal, and keep us steadfast on the Quran Sharif till our last breath. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing upon whatever Hazrat Maulana has stated. Brothers are requested to kindly come closer together. Some of our pious elders would say that to be present at the khatam of the Quran is to be present at the is like being present at the time when the mal-e ghanimat, the booty, is being distributed. It was the noble habit of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when they had come back and the booty was being distributed, if somebody didn't participate in that particular campaign, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give that person some atiyah also. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is dhul fadli al-azim. Allah ta'ala is most gracious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most graceful. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants in abundance. So we let us sit here and inshallah the khatm Quran will take place. The two students will be reciting the last of the sabaks. We make a humble request for the ustad Maulana Muhammad Mehtar to come forward. These students had completed their hifz by Maulana. And inshallah, we put our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant us from the barakat of the Quran Sharif. The first student to complete will be Hafiz Abu Dhar, the son of Hafiz Zakaria Desai. And then thereafter the second student, Hafiz Muhammad Shu'aib, the son of Riyaz Limalia, will take place. And then inshallah, Hazrat Maulana will complete with the dua inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Inshallah, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the khatm al-Quran on behalf of the two hafiz, their ustad, and all those that were involved in teaching them the Quran Sharif, even if it was one alif or one ba, right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the time of khatm al-Quran, du'as are assuredly accepted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turn our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beseech Allah Rabbul Izzat from the bottom of our hearts, say Ameen to the du'as that are being made, and we have full hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept. We thank one and all for participating and coming into this jalsa. May Allah ta'ala accept one and all your coming, and Allah ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat and the hidayat of whole of mankind.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتها ولا هما إلا فرجتها ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأبتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان
يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب، ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إله العالمين يا الله، most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. إله العالمين يا الله، forgive us يا الله، forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله. Allah, through the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah, we beseech you for your forgiveness, ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, ya Allah. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for this ummah, ya Allah. He shed his blood for this ummah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, today the ummah has forgotten him, ya Allah. The ummah has forgotten his teachings, ya Allah. You've trampled his mubarak way of life, ya Allah. Allah, forgive this major crime of ours, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bring us back onto the mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, attach us to the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Attach us to the mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us your true and loyal servants, ya Allah. Make us your obedient servants, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us istiqamat on deen, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us amal on the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Make our aqeedah perfect, ya Allah. Grant us perfect amal, ya Allah. Make our akhlaq like the akhlaq that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bless us with the beautiful mu'asharat and mu'amalat he taught, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah, you save us from all the fitnas and evils, ya Allah. Save our families, ya Allah. Save our progenies till qiyamah, ya Allah. Keep us and our progenies on istiqamat on deen, ya Allah. Keep us steadfast on iman, ya Allah. Take us on iman, ya Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, shaitan and the agents of shaitan are making every effort to snatch away our iman, ya Allah. Only with your protection can we be saved, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, at the time of mort, you protect us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, take us on kamil iman, ya Allah. Take us on tawbat and nasuh, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, take us at a time you are pleased with us and we are pleased with you, ya Allah. Make our qabr's gardens of Jannah for us, ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us jannatul firdaus without any reckoning, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Ya Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, ya Allah. Those who are in hospitals, ya Allah, give them complete shifa'i and afiyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cure some of our spiritual ailments, ya Allah. Cure some of our physical ailments, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, those with any kind of difficulties and hardships, ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's rizq, ya Allah. Grant us halal and tayyib rizq, ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, unite the hearts of the ummah, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of spouses, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of families, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of communities, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, on such a mubarak occasion, ya Allah, all the things that we should have been asking, ya Allah, without even asking, grant it to us, ya Allah. Whatever we should be seeking refuge from, Allah, grant us refuge from it, ya Allah. Allah, our greatest need is to become connected to you, ya Allah. Our greatest need is that our hearts become filled with your muhabbat, ya Allah. Allah, grant us your muhabbat, ya Allah. Grant us your muhabbat, ya Allah. Allahumma rizukna hubbak. Allahumma rizukna hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma jal hubbak ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'il barid. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, grant us your special ta'alluq, ya Allah. Grant us the sifatun of ihsan, ya Allah. Grant us the nisbat of the awliya'i siddiqeen, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah. Accept the khatam of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Accept it on behalf of the asatiza, ya Allah. The parents, ya Allah. The families, ya Allah. On behalf of all those who have played any role in it, ya Allah. Ilahu Alameen, accept the madaris, Ya Allah. Accept the makatib, Ya Allah. Accept the effort of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of the khanqas, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of the ulama-i-kiram, Ya Allah. Of all the organizations of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahu Alameen, Ya Allah. You forgive all the mistakes, Ya Allah. All those who are making an effort on the path of haqq, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bless us and the entire ummah with hidayat, Ya Allah. Keep us steadfast on hidayat, Ya Allah. Take us on hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, our greatest need is to become close to you, Ya Allah. To become your pious and obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, despite all your countless ni'mats and bounties, Ya Allah, we have been so ungrateful, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us for this major sin, Ya Allah. Make us among your grateful servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, make us among the true ummatis of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us such ummatis, Ya Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, He is happy to see us, Ya Allah. That He embraces us, Ya Allah. That He grants us the water of Kawthar from His Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from being among those who will come on the day of Qiyamah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say to them, Suhkan, Suhkan, get away from here. Ya Allah, who will save us then, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, save us from that azab of that day, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from the Hisab Kitab of Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's nothing we can present, Ya Allah. Even our righteous deeds are like sins, Ya Allah. Due to our poor intentions, Ya Allah. Due to the poor way we do it, Ya Allah. It's only your grace that we can rely on, Ya Allah. It's only your mercy that we have hope in, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all the pious aspirations, all those who have, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands to this dua, all those who ask us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, fulfill each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's jais needs, Ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the khair that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begged for, Ya Allah, grant us as well, Ya Allah. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from, Ya Allah, grant us refuge as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri mastaa'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim.